Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Have you ever wondered in your fantasies about anal sex? Have you been pressured to try it from your spouse or your boyfriend? Is it something you'd like to try, but you're afraid of sexual transmitted diseases, or that it's going to hurt, or that it's not going to be all that it's supposed to be? My guest is sexologist Dr. Leanna Wolf. Welcome to the show, Dr. Wolf. So, you know, anal sex, is it gaining in popularity? It's pretty taboo kind of still.
It's been on the rise, not just for gay men, but for heterosexual.
Okay, and so it's been on the rise.
And it's really interesting just because, you know, I used to think that it was only gay men who did it. And then I was doing some deep reading and found out that back at the beginning of the 20th century, only 8% of gay men were doing it. And it wasn't until late into the 20th century that we started seeing upwards of 80% of gay men doing it. And what's going on for heterosexuals, especially for people under 50, it's about half of them are doing it. But doing it doesn't mean that they're doing it a lot. And we actually did an anal sex study a couple years back and found out that most people reported that it was a special thing that they did. And it, you know, wasn't part of their sort of routine sex that they did, but they did it, you know, maybe a couple times a year.
So what is involved? This is not a topic that women really ever talk about. You have to use extra lubrication, obviously, right? Because
okay, well,
this is not
all,
a lubricated area. If you are yes, somebody who wants to try it.
Okay. So, first of all, I'd like to really call it anal play, which encompasses many ways of stimulating the anus.
Can you come into your phone just a little bit, Dr. Wolf, and stay there?
Okay.
Thank you.
Is this going to work better?
Yes, that's good. Thanks.
Okay, good. All right, so I like to call it anal play.
Okay, so Dr. Wolf, we're really losing your phone, and so she wants us to call it anal play, and we're going to do this segment again because it really is an important topic, and I think that we definitely need to cover it. But Dr. Wolf, are you there now? So we've lost her, but that's okay, because what we can do is talk about this in terms of whether or not it's something you have as a fantasy, whether or not it's something that you yourself have wanted to try. As a woman, I think that we need to find a way to take charge of what we want to do, whether it's sexually or in the workplace or in our own homes, except for that most of the women that I know in our own homes are really the bosses. Okay, so Dr. Wolf, are you with us?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I would like to rebook this segment because it is so good. And while we're still on the air here, why don't you just tell us a little bit about what to do if you're feeling pressured and you're not somebody who wants to do this?
Well, then you shouldn't do it. But what you might want to do just to get the idea that the anus is a region that has much pleasure connected to it is do something light, like maybe inserting one finger, or considering using a small vibrator for insertion. I think many women are kind of anxious about the thought of inserting a whole penis, because that would maybe be not what they're necessarily ready for.
Okay, so, you know, if you feel that you are ready, and you've called it anal play, and you feel that you are ready, how do you plan? Do you plan for something like this?
Oh, absolutely you plan. So one thing some people do to make themselves feel just more confident is to give themselves an enema so that there's not going to be unexpected fecal matter coming out. Another thing is to build slowly towards it by doing some insertion of beginning with a finger or maybe with tongue stimulation, analingus, and then gently building towards more, and absolutely using lube. As you mentioned, it's not a region of the body that was designed for penile insertion, and so you're going to need extra lube to make it comfortable.
Is it a turn-on, Dr. Wolf?
For people who like it, it's absolutely a turn-on. And there's people who like it more than anything else.
Now, you also mentioned analingus. Now, you said give an enema. You know, I have reserves myself, and I don't consider myself overly inhibited. But, you know, there's that whole bacteria thing and that whole, the smell, the bacteria. How do you do something like that and find it sexually, you know, a turn on?
Yeah, well, I certainly understand the bacteria thing. And one thing that one might want to use is a dental dam or some saran wrap or plastic wrap so you don't have direct contact between the tongue and the anus to make sure you're not passing bacteria. And certainly in terms of STDs, if you're not with a partner who's your only partner, you absolutely should be using condoms because, as we mentioned, that the anus isn't a region that lubricates naturally. And if there are any tears, and there's a possibility of in creating a tear in which blood would be ultimately mixing with semen, that's a really, really dangerous thing to do for people who might have a disease to spread to each other.
Now, you know, I've heard that a lot of men like it if you use your finger while they're having sex, but some men feel that makes them seem like, you know, they're homosexual if they want something put in back there. But it can be a turn-on if a woman uses her finger. And how do you, you know, sort of come across all of this stuff, trying it without freaking somebody out?
Sure. Yeah, and that's a really, really good question. And it ultimately comes around the whole notion of sexual orientation. Because some people believe that behavior defines orientation. And they have this notion that any male who wants anal stimulation or anal penetration must be gay. And gay has nothing to do with what kind of stimulation you like. It has to do with who you're attracted to and who you emotionally bond with. And so a man could find much value in anal stimulation via, let's say, a butt plug or anal plug or vibrator or tongue or finger or whatever, or a strap-on, and he might just like that. That just might be really, really exciting, and that doesn't at all make him gay.
And you know what I'll say also, Dr. Wolf, with the advent of 50 Shades of Grey, I think there's a lot more women out there that are, you know, there's a whole chapter on butt plugs, and I think that there's a lot of women out there that are thinking to themselves, you know, if she can do it and he's such a hot babe and maybe it's something really to turn us on in the last 10 seconds or 20 seconds, your best advice on anal sex?
My best advice is it's a fascinating and potentially erotic turn-on. Don't feel obligated, but think of it as on your list of things you might want to try and it might end up being something you really like.
Well, that's what we're talking about here on Radio MD. Yes, we talk about it all. We're not afraid of any topic. If you have a topic you'd like to share with us or you'd like us to discuss, go ahead, send it in to us at guest bookings on radio at Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole, and yes, we will talk about anything, and we're glad to do it. Stay well.